Welcome to the Floating Leaves Tea Podcast.
Are you recording now?
Yeah.
Welcome to Floating Leaves Tea Podcast. My name is Xiaowen.
And my name is Noah.
Hello, Noah. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, very good.
It's like an English lesson.
English lesson. What's your name?
My name is Noah. What's your name?
My name is Xiaowen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Very good, lesson one. You reminded me of my time in Taiwan when I started to learn English. That's fun. Good times.
Reminds me of my Chinese when I first started learning Chinese. 你好吗?
你好. 你叫什么名字?
我叫Noah,你呢?
我叫秀文.
很高兴认识你.
我也很高兴认识你.
Oh.
好. Okay. I think the listeners out there have enough of this.
Yeah, they're tired.
Did we turn on the wrong... The wrong podcast.
Now Japanese.
Ah, Nihonjin desu ka? That's all I can say, so don't worry. It won't go longer than this. Spanish, I'll be able to roll a couple more than that. Yeah. Cantonese also, two sentences. Okay, it's enough about language. My goodness, it's about tea.
So, what tea are we going to drink today?
Today we are drinking Ta Man Shan Hong Shui Gaba Oolong.
Yay! We tried to record this tea, I think we've tried to record it actually a couple times. And we'll try one more time.
Yeah. Every single time there's some sort of incidents happening. And maybe there's a lesson of this tea. I don't know. I don't know about the incident and the lesson relationship yet. But sometimes it's just that way. And so we'll see if today we can successfully record Ta Man Shan Hong Shui Oolong.
It's a gaba oolong.
It's a gaba oolong. But we normally just call it Hong Shui.
Yeah.
Because we first got these style teas from our teacher, Mr. Zhan. And he actually just called it Hong Shui, which is nothing wrong. It is a Hong Shui oolong. And I asked him why he didn't call it gaba oolong. And he said, because gaba tea sounds like medicine. And I said, oh, okay, sounds good. So we kind of we just continue to call it Hong Shui rather than gaba. But it is a gaba Hong Shui oolong. So let's see the first infusion.
This tea is a tea that I drink every day. Kind of like the Lala San Hong Shui back when we had that tea, which is from the same farm, by the way.
From the same farmer.
Farmer.
Slightly different location.
Mm.
Ta Man Shan is just a little bit higher than La La San.
But they're neighboring peaks.
Yeah.
But yeah, this tea is, for me, is really addictive.
Mm-hmm.
I start drinking this tea and it feels so relaxing that I feel like I haven't finished my day if I haven't had this tea at least one time.
Mm-hmm. And you also attempt multiple times to drink it at nighttime.
Yeah.
And you were fine.
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I drink this after work sometimes. I drink this before coming to work. Sometimes I drink it both. The first infusion always reminds me of olive oil.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
Mm. On what way? The greasiness? I mean, the oiliness?
Actually, neither one. The kind of, that really slight greenness that olive oil has, the kind of the fragrance of olive oil more than the feeling of the taste of olive oil.
And since we got this tea, in September this year, 2019, and right now it's November, so it's actually only a few months old. I have to be honest, I rarely brew this tea. I drank it in a grandpa style most of the time. So today to brew it is quite fun to, I feel like, get to know the tea today. I remember earlier on when we had this tea, like for example in September, I had some trouble opening this tea. I feel like the body couldn't really unfold. And now it's actually doing quite all right.
Feels more full than when it first came in.
Mm-hmm. Pretty rich, the first infusion.
Rich, yeah.
Fruity. There is some sort of feeling in the body. It's the farmer is Mr. Zhen, and he says if you listen to our La La San podcast, which we hope we publish that, we had carried his La La San Hong Shui Gaba Oolong for quite a while, and that's a tea that I learned quite a lot from it, and maybe I won't relate too much on the story today because it will be too long. After all, today is not about La La San Hong Shui. It's about Ta Man San Hong Shui. We went to visit Mr. Zhen last year. Am I correct?
Yeah, last November.
Last November.
A year ago.
Yeah, with our friend, cousin Jake. That was quite a trip. I love it, and I would love to go back. And I already told him I would love to go back and maybe feature him in one of our films, short films. He grew tea in a really beautiful location, and he feels like a delightful Santa Claus to me. I just feel like he just ooze out a lot of that happy,
jolly,
and everything is fine, kind of a energy. And he grow tea not just organically, he kind of let them just, he doesn't use any pesticide.
Organic or otherwise.
He told me he didn't know when he first got into growing tea that he could use pesticide. That was actually his reason. That guy is that farmer is actually quite funny to talk to. And he started to read some books about growing plants, and then there was a book talking about 野放.
Wild
kind of a growing method, and he read it and he said, wow, I have been doing this thing for this long time, and then the book says it's very good for the earth and very good for the plant. I think I will continue. And I guess he's in a way he's in a very good position. He started farming quite late, unlike the traditional tea farmers that maybe grandfathers, great-grandfathers pass on growing to the next generation, to current generation. He actually was not a tea farmer. His family was not tea farmers. He loved tea. He wanted to create a tea that he remembered from the 70s. And I think he had a career that saved him enough money. He's not too worried about money right now. And he just said, I want to grow some tea and see if I can recreate that specific tea that captured my mind in the 70s. And so I think in a way it's also another way to look at tea. It's a tea without as much, I guess, burden. He just grow tea because he want to. He do while growing. He say most of the time he doesn't even get to harvest a lot of teas. So that tells me, volume, it's okay. I want to grow good tea. Can I sell the tea? He got to try pretty hard to to set himself up as a new tea grower and try to find an outlet to sell his tea.
The reason he says he can't pick very much tea is because the bugs eat the tea before he gets to the tea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he said that with a laughter when he told me that. He said, Miss Tai, do you know who picked my tea first? The bugs. Ha ha ha. He is that kind of he has that kind of personality. Super jolly and super cute. And eating food, drinking tea with him is also really delightful.
Drinking
experience.
Coffee also.
Yeah, and we drank some coffee, pour over coffee with him, and he is really into that. And take a lot of pride and enjoyment out of coffee and tea. Yeah. So let's see this second infusion, and then let's come back to the tea. So the surface smell of this second infusion of Ta Man San Hong Shui is a more oxidized oolong tea. That's why we call it Hong Shui. And so, of course, the tone of the smell feels lower than a lot of lightly oxidized oolongs, for example. And yet, at the same time, it carry a fruit note that remind me something of higher note, but not like a young apple, for example. Apple. Apple. But not like the high mountain oolong, that lightly oxidized high mountain oolong, kind of citrus, that kind of light high notes, kind of a fruit. If I really have to say a fruit, what it remind me, but not the smell though, the feeling of that higher note of a fruit smell, passion fruit.
Oh.
Passion fruit, in a way, the color itself, the smell itself is not as high as some of the, let's say, citrus fruit. And yet it carry a sharpness, high note. I sometimes use musical tones, even though I don't know music. Some tones are lower and some tones are higher. And you can use color too, brighter color or darker color.
Yeah.
Second infusion, I think the broth start to get wider,
yeah,
and the softness of a Hong Shui finally show up. First infusion is kind of tricky for me. Sometimes I couldn't get that. And this second infusion will remind me of the length and the softness of his La La San Hong Shui. First one, I really couldn't get that feeling from his previous La La San Hong Shui to us. But interestingly, no matter how soft this tea to me, there is a sharpness in the tea. And I'm not talking about bitterness. I'm not talking about dryness in the broth. I'm talking about the way it feels in the body. And I'm also not talking about it's bad. I'm simply comparing this Taman San Hong Shui to our previous crop of Mr. Zheng's La La San Hong Shui. It made by the same person. That is maybe the location, the weather, and the processing slightly different. There is just such a difference in the presentation. Yeah. I hope I made myself clear. And maybe sharpness is not the right word. Something feels stronger about this tea.
Yeah, okay.
And yet, La La San Hong Shui is really strong in a soft way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
And this is strong in a... I feel like I can feel something a little bit more solid. Very interestingly, Hong Shui is not my favorite style of oolong tea. I think it's too soft and it doesn't own a very strong personality. And I do... after I started to get to know Hong Shui, I realized I like dramas in my life. Not that I go out to seek them, but subconsciously, I am seeking them. And in a tea-wise, I also do the same thing. So, for some of you guys out there, know that I'm a big fan of Dongding. You probably can relate what I'm talking about right now. Dongding is a more dramatic tea. And I'm very grateful that I Mr. Zhang, my teacher, introduced me Hong Shui Oolong. I should probably go back to ask him, did he do that intentionally? Or was he just introducing me a tea? And I remember when I first drank La La San Hong Shui with him, I couldn't really understand the tea, and I asked him why he liked the tea, and he told me a reason, and I still couldn't understand it until today. I couldn't understand it, and he told me on the spot 2 years ago, you won't be able to get the tea this way yet. So this tea is very, in a way, for me personally as a human, it's a very interesting tea to learn. And yet I slowly understood what the teacher told me about the tea. And then in these past 2 years until today, that I will, if I have to use the word addiction, I will say, I'm not sure if I'm addicted, but I am craving almost every single day about this tea. There is something about this tea, even though due to my personality, he did say, Mr. Zhang, my teacher, did say, I couldn't, interesting, huh? He didn't say, I couldn't get a T40 because of what my T level is. He said, I couldn't understand the T in the way he wanted the T to be, or the T supposed to be, is because of my personality. And I, this past 2 years, I thought about it, you know, here and there, and realize who I am a little bit here and there. And I realized, yes, it is my personality that I can get this tea. And it's still my personality that I still can get a tea. But the tea is still working. The tea is still working. I crave for it every single day. And the feeling is different from the other teas. I crave for other teas because I love its in a way fullness, its big flavor, its exquisite texture, its full body.
This is a tea without much conflict.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. There's not a huge, like you say the word drama. There's not a lot of up and down with this tea. It's just pleasant pretty much the whole time from the start.
Yeah. But it's not boring, though.
It's not boring,
sometimes,
yeah.
A tea can get a little bit boring for me, or very boring for me.
Yeah, a tea can be boring, but that's not the same as not having conflict.
Mm-hmm. True. So wise. Mm. And so...
But it's like I was saying last week is with a good story. It's almost... I was thinking about this. Just almost every story has some kind of conflict to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what is interesting about this tea is that there's not really a challenge, like some kind of difficulty. It just really is pleasant the whole time. But like you say, it's not boring either.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to find a space within myself to learn this tea is how much should I try? Because sometimes the word trying have a little bit hardness in it. And this tea... supposed to be really soft. So in a way I ask myself, I mean, not just the liquid is very soft, the physical feeling is very soft. So I ask myself, how can I receive the softness by trying and yet not trying? So it's become a very philosophical tea to me. And yet it does create a, I guess the realization is working because it creates a craving to me. Yeah. And I found this tea in a not dramatic side of the teas. It creates a big, something luring me to drink it every single day. I guess it's a fantastic teacher. It doesn't hit me, but... It's that kind of, not a Zen teacher that will hit me, but like, this teacher find a way to keep me there and say, keep learning, but never punish me in a way, almost never punish me. And I have other teas that seriously will hit me. And if you are new and listening to this, just hang in there. I'm not crazy. And maybe I'm that kind of
crazy.
That kind of crazy person that I say I'm not crazy, you know. I am not crazy, and I am a little bit crazy. and tea, yes, can be this way. Yeah.
I do think it's interesting that he said about your personality, not that your tea level is too low to understand this tea. He said that your personality is in such a way that you aren't going to get it.
I think in Taiwan, people are actually quite friendly, that not many people will tell me that my tea level is not there yet. I think so far a farmer told me, he said, I asked him about a specific tea, and then he said, your level is not there yet. And I was shocked to hear that in the beginning, and then I felt very happy to hear that, you know. And the rest of the time, they don't directly point to me that where my tea level is. They just point to me that that's your understanding. You got to use your way to understand teas and to choose teas. Therefore, nobody ever on the tea table tell me which tea is better. Nobody will do that. in Taiwan, at least in Taiwan, when I purchase tea, and I come to really appreciate this style of teaching. It is true. Only I can pick the teas, choose the teas. And sure, yeah, I struggle through it many times. But I think learning without struggling, what kind of learning is that? And it doesn't mean that we have to suffer all the time, because sometimes you do come to that space that, oh, okay, I think I get a little bit now. Yeah. OST gets so deep. And another thing I would like to touch on with this Taman San Hong Shui is I do compare it with the La La San Hong Shui that we carry in the past 2 years. Do one need to compare tea or not? I don't think so, but I think it's automatic. If you are a big fan of a certain tea and you drank it for a year or 6 months or 2 years and suddenly it discontinued because it ran out, and then the next crop show up by the same person and is also really good. And yet, because of nature, they have differences. And sometimes you crave for a certain type of difference. And then they will fall into sometimes, you know, we drinkers couldn't forget about it. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. I do say, I feel like me as a tea drinker, I want the best cup of tea. And I'm always seeking the next best cup of tea, the next best tea to drink and to carry on my tea menu. And yet at the same time, I have to remind myself, don't get obsessed with, oh, remember that 2007? 2007 is not coming back. That crop is never coming back. It will never be the same. But do you know what? 2020 have a chance to be even better. I actually never look forward to tea is being the same. They can be. But I do crave a good, I do miss a good tea. And so my goal is looking for the next best tea. You know, so when I look at this Taman San Hong Shui, I sincerely see it as a really good Hong Shui tea. That's why I chose it to be on my menu. I think it's really good. But okay, maybe not a lot of vendors will do this, but me as a tea person, I'll do this. If you come here and ask me, Len, do you like the Taman San Hong Shui or the La La San Hong Shui? I will have to honestly answer you, I like the La La San just a touch better. Because the feeling of the tea is a little bit longer. I like the tea just a little bit better. And you know what? It's gone. It's gone. It doesn't exist. maybe
it's just in someone's house somewhere.
Yeah. Our customer probably still have 2 pounds of that tea.
Yeah.
You guys can go drink it with her. I almost have none. I have a little bit, maybe some leftover sample bags here and there.
Some stale little pieces in the bottom of a bag that we're still obviously going to drink.
Yeah, we are still drinking the tea. I think I do have to compare if a tea is better or not better, but I am not going to discontinue a good tea if I'm making myself very clear here. And I do see the quality of this tea. And it's also really young. It's only 2 months old. Who knows? Who knows where this tea is getting into? And we do have a bigger volume on this tea this year. So I'm actually quite excited to see if the length of this tea can grow a little bit longer for me. And if not, it's still a good tea. Yeah. And that's, it's so good to have a good Hong Shui on the menu, because I know a lot of you guys out there, and some of you guys, maybe not a lot, got addicted to Hong Shui just like me. And so without a cup of Hong Shui every single day, it's kind of brutal. Tea does make a life, everyday life feel better, I think. Whatever tea that you are into does make your life feel better. And so I will do my best not to discontinue Hong Shui. And I'm looking forward to this Hongshui opening, and I'm looking forward next year or next crop or next 2 years, an amazing Hongshui is gonna show up. It's gonna show up, it's on a boat. We actually got another crop of Hongshui hopefully coming in.
But from a totally different farmer.
It's from a different farmer, and it's on a boat somehow. It got miscommunicated, and somehow it got sent to a boat, and it had been on a boat for like almost 2 months now. I don't think it reached to the shores of any shore of America yet. I'm waiting for the news. And if you ever arrive, I will consider it to be my best Christmas present. So get your fingers crossed for me as well. I'm hoping to share that Hongshui tea with all of you guys out there.
Also, it's not just Hongshui on that boat.
Yeah. Charcoal roast dongding.
Yeah. And
and some amazing charcoal roast alisan teas. And there's a tea that is unknown to me. I don't remember why I ordered that tea at all. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a surprise, a good surprise. So I think we're going to close the session pretty soon. I enjoy this tea. I drink this tea every day, more in a grandpa style rather than brew it in a pot. But the message I want to put out there today is keep seeking good tea and don't get too stuck with what happened before in tea. Because tea might not be as good as that year that you remember. But once a while, tea will be even better than the year that you remember. And I think this is a wonderful teaching of nature, of tea, to us humans. And I think it's a good daily teaching, not just to tea. And it's getting almost a little bit quieter and heavier. In the tea talk, and I wish you guys happy tea drinking. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting our podcast. Thank you for forcing your friends and and family in a gentle way to listen to our
podcast. Forcing them in a gentle way.
Just like this tea, forcing them in a gentle way to listen to our podcast, and I would like you guys to force more friends and family in a gentle way to take a look of our website.
Force them to buy tea in a gentle way.
floatingleaf.com. Thank you. We will see you next Monday.
See you next Monday.
Happy tea drinking.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.